This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're back live, broadcasting worldwide on the second live Alex Jones transmission of 2020. I just talked to Paul Watson, who takes over in T-minus 5 minutes. I said, what are you covering? He said, the societal breakdown and mayhem that happened on New Year's Eve across Europe, the ongoing Islamic invasion, and so much more. And then, of course, we've got the War Room with Owen Schroyer coming up 3 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time today, band.video. Okay, let me hit this, and I'm going to shoot a special report on this today. It will be airing tomorrow. I've already got one special report out on this, but this is a big, big deal. Ebola is a virus that kills 90% of people, roughly, that come in contact with it. And you've got the Congo that's had the biggest outbreak of Ebola ever last year going into this year. And you've got a pipeline by the UN and UNICEF of bringing people into Guatemala and Mexico who have not been tested in any way for Ebola. And we've had cases of Ebola show up in the Caribbean last year. You've got Africans being brought in. We've shown you this footage last year with no vetting, past Border Patrol by the thousands and dumped out in San Antonio from the Congo as well. Some of them are dying in Texas and other states. And I have those articles. Can I get an overhead shot? Thanks. Now, this right here, Ebola vaccine approved by FDA. This just happened 2 weeks ago. And what's incredible about this is it's a live Ebola vaccine, but they claim it's genetically modified so it won't hurt you. Yeah, just like my grandma got polio from the live polio vaccine. That's inside the U.S. This is now going on. First FDA-approved vaccine for the prevention of Ebola virus disease, making a critical milestone in public health preparedness. Congolese woman, 41, dies after entering U.S. border custody of kidney failure. Of course, she had a previous medical condition. She was vomiting and in pain. Kidney failure, that's what they call it when you got Ebola, folks. In the Caribbean, they said, oh no, people trying to get to the U.S. have it. That was in the news a month ago, but it gets shut down. That's the Washington Post. Ebola survivors face kidney problems and risk of premature death. Reuters, see? But they're covering it all up. It can linger in men's semen for more than 2 years. They don't get it, but you do. It's from the CDC. So imagine the Democrats are bringing folks in from the Congo. No testing. Got all the video of this last year in our reports. Exclusive illegals from Ebola-stricken Congo sent across U.S. Liberals came over and assaulted Greg Reese, saying, don't you videotape this. The Africans are pouring in, not even being tested, overrunning the Mexican troops. This is total insanity. And when there are Ebola outbreaks, it gets covered up. We know they've happened. They get shipped off to the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta. This is how those zombie movies always start. But, oh, you've got to take all the vaccines or you're causing measles, mumps, and rubella. If somebody else has had all these shots, well, then why aren't they protected? It turns out they haven't eradicated these diseases, folks. They haven't eradicated things like polio. They just call it polio-like illnesses, but it's polio. And it turns out the measles outbreaks and other things are happening with vaccinated people. They're getting it from that. And the insert says it can do it. They're spreading it. It's hygiene and running water that has made all this go way down. By the 50s, they started pushing all the vaccines. Actual diseases went up at that point because it lowers your immunity when you take vaccines. Do they work sometimes? Yes. Are they all tainted? Yes. Is there vaccine damage funds that cover it up secretly? Yes. Look it up. It's all public that it's secret. They admit they're covering it up and then telling you, arrest people that question it. The same big pharma that brings us all these other deadly drugs and is always getting caught doing evil things. I'm supposed to trust you putting genetically engineered Ebola into me? And now some are saying, oh, we want to make everybody take Gardasil shots and make everybody take Ebola shots over my dead body. So, Live Ebola to be injected into Americans. There's your headline. CDC announces plan to inject Americans with live Ebola virus. There's your headline. Paul Joseph Watson takes over in 60 seconds. Please spread the five links.
It was about 3.5 months ago, and I said on air, I'm going to religiously take my supplements. I'd always taken them in the past, but I forget like everybody else to stay on the regimen. Well, I've done it, and I've lost 39 pounds in less than 4 months, and my life is so amazing. And I still have cake and ice cream and pie, just like I did before. I'm exercising the same amount, but my body has the trace elements and the key things it needs, like the clean iodine in X2 and X3, and I take a good energy booster, like Turbo Force and Brain Force for my brain, and I take the fish oil, and I take the turmeric, and I take the knockout, and I use the good toothpaste. It's fluoride free. It's got the tea tree oil and so much more at InfoWarsLife.com. 2020 is dawning. We have big sales, total clearance right now. No excuse for you to go to the store and get these great products and experience them for yourself and fund the InfoWar. A total 360 win going into 2020. That's why it's more important than ever to keep InfoWars on the air, and only you can do that by getting great products at InfoWarsLife.com.
It is my first show of 2020 here in the fourth hour, and we're going to get into New Year's Eve mayhem across Europe, of course in Belgium, in France, in Holland again on New Year's Eve. We saw a bunch of New Year's Eve mayhem in terms of fireworks being thrown at people, cars being set on fire. And this is something that we've seen, basically the imposition of space. If you go to certain areas, certain no-go zones, which the media says don't exist and are a conspiracy theory, even though if you do go there, you will literally get attacked and have to be escorted out by police in some instances. This phenomenon really started building up probably as recently as 2013, 2014. I noticed that it started to become a bigger problem. Now it's an annual event, of course. I guess it could be worse. I guess we could have hundreds of men molesting 2,000 women on New Year's Eve, which is what happened on New Year's Eve in Cologne, 2015. The vast majority of them, of course, being migrants from North Africa and the Middle East. So this is a phenomenon that we've come to see as quite normal over the past few years since our friends coming across from other continents have vastly increased in numbers. And now we have it happening once again this year. This is out of InfoWars Europe. Dan Lyman, mayhem in Brussels as cars torched, over 200 arrested. New Year's Eve was chaotic in Belgium's capital city with police making over 200 arrests amid widespread fires and property destruction. Now, I used to talk about this when it first really started coming to public attention with the rise of social media around 2014, 2015. Pointing out that these people were, in some cases, literally throwing fireworks at women with prams. And the response from some people on the left, on Twitter and other social media platforms, was, oh, are you afraid of fireworks? Well, yes, I would be afraid of a firework if somebody was throwing it in my face, which could blind you, which could horribly disfigure you. It's like saying, oh, are you afraid of being acid attacked? Yes! That's literally what they said, like, oh, you're a coward. You're afraid of fireworks. Yes, if somebody, if a gang of men are throwing fireworks at a mother with a baby in a pram, yes, that's something we should be concerned about. Why is this happening? Because it's, again, it's the imposition of space. You see this in very Islamic areas of London, places like Knightsbridge, Marble Arch, where literally now one in every three shop has Islamic lettering above it. That's not an exaggeration. Go to Marble Arch, London, you'll see that for yourself. And what the culture is, it's a cafe culture, you could call it that, but it's not really like the cafe culture that they used to have in places like Paris. The culture is groups of migrant men, mainly from the Middle East, will monopolize these public spaces, monopolize these cafes, diners, restaurants, stand outside. Not just on the not just outside the restaurant or the bar or the cafe. They'll stand in the middle of the pavement, huge groups of men. So not just women walking on their own, but anyone. who doesn't want to be intimidated is not going to cross over and walk down that sidewalk. And then when you get more and more of those, when one in every three shops is Islamic, that is an occupation of space. It is, in essence, an occupation. And this is the same phenomenon we see with these fireworks in cities like Brussels, in cities like Berlin and Cologne. Of course, what most people don't remember is that attendant to the rapes, the sexual molestations in Cologne, which even police in one instance described as it being like a war zone, and this is basically a riot situation that you're seeing when you've got police in riot gear having to respond to this. Of course, a couple of years ago in, I think it was in Berlin, we saw people literally with pistols just firing them in the air. If anyone else did that, they'd be arrested and thrown in jail for a great number of years here in Europe, where nobody's allowed to have guns, really. But they get to do it, and it's part of their celebration, and it's part of their culture, and nothing happens, and everybody just accepts it. Preliminary reports indicate at least 211 people were arrested during the night for offences ranging from arson to shooting projectiles to vandalism. So I guess at least in Brussels they arrested people, mainly they don't arrest anybody. At least 21 cars and a scooter were either satellite or damaged by nearby blazes, and fire response teams mitigated roughly 75 burning trash cans. So it's not just the fireworks, they like to set the cars on fire. Of course, that was one of the main methods of rioting and civil unrest in Paris back in 2005 during those riots, where the car fire was seen as the symbol of that, again, mainly in migrant suburbs in the banlieue. And we've seen that in places like Stockholm and Rinkeby, Malmo in Sweden as well. We have this out of Breitbart. France, hundreds of cars torched and police attacked over New Year's. Hundreds of cars are set on fire across French cities on New Year's Eve, with some cities seeing an even larger number of cars burned than the previous year. A total of 100,000 police were deployed in Paris, with one source claiming the level of violence on the night was relatively calm compared to previous years. So that was a calm New Year's Eve for Paris. 100,000 police deployed. The violence was allegedly less than previous years, but again, they had hundreds of car fires, and then I've seen videos out of Strasbourg today, which look even worse, and in fact, they're literally attacking schools in one instance. In fact, it was out of Germany. This is out of Searchlight Germany, which is a German news source, but the article's translated. High school set on fire in Germany by culprits shouting Allah. A gang of young men, who that's always how they describe them. Oh, it's just a gang of youths, just a gang of young men. Yeah, a certain demographic. Always a certain demographic, isn't it? According to the video, predominantly migrants from Turkish or Arabic cultures, but again, in the mainstream news article, it's just young men, had smashed the windows of the Albert Schweitzer High School in Wolfsburg's Westhagen district and ignited fireworks in the classrooms, triggering the fire alarm. When police and firefighters arrived, they threw illegal firecrackers at them and fired rockets and fireworks ammunition from alarm guns into the classrooms. So it's not just that they attack, they set the cars on fire, they throw fireworks at people in the street, they set schools on fire and then set off fireworks within the schools. When the firefighters arrive, when the police arrive, they don't leave. They then attack them too. Because again, this is about sending a message. This is our space. We're occupying this space. Do not interfere or you may get hurt. The firecrackers exploded through the destroyed windows directly in the classroom amongst the firefighters. Police officers from Braunschweig and Gifhorn were called in to assist, with whose assistance situation could finally be brought under control. The rioters, aged 18 to 23, resisted arrest and had to be handcuffed. So again, it's not as if they attack these places and then run away. They stay. Here's another one. This is out of HLN. Dutch funeral procession pelted with fireworks. On New Year's Eve in Ede, Netherlands, young people, again, just young people. So many young people throwing fireworks at funeral processions and firefighters and setting fire to schools. What is going on with these young people? The procession was on its way to a cemetery. Funeral director Hans van der Veerd walked ahead of the funeral car. Young people threw fireworks at van der Veerd and the funeral car. The procession was en route from Van der Beek Utsborg to a cemetery. He said, you are shocked when you walk there and they throw it at you. I asked for respect for the funeral procession and asked how they would feel if they had to lose someone and if the funeral procession would be pelted with fireworks. Imagine having such little respect for a funeral procession. People are grieving, people crying, people are upset. They're burying their loved one on New Year's Eve. And out of nowhere, gangs of young people start throwing fireworks at the funeral cars. Absolutely despicable. And you scroll to the end of this article, and it shows some of the, I think it's some kind of cleanup crew reacting to the aftermath of this. And then off to the side of the photo, you can see who these young people are, and once again, they're from a certain demographic. So once again, in Paris, Strasbourg, Brussels, across the Netherlands, across Germany, we had yet another night of very exciting cultural enrichment, again, from a certain demographic of young people, and it seems to be a trend that across the continent is only getting worse. Now go away, we'll be back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
We're live, and we are going to delve straight back into the news. We've had massive protests in one area of Germany. Headline protests after German state broadcaster features children singing about their grandmas being, quote, environmental pigs for eating meat. Now, of course, I did a video, I think it was probably a couple of years back now, called The Mass Brainwashing of Germany, which, by the way, is banned in Germany, even though they've literally got laws in their constitution about, you know, propaganda and censorship, given their history, not just with Nazi Germany, but with Stasi East Germany. And that video made the point that even in the soap operas being broadcast on German television, they literally have soap opera narrative storylines where children are being made to convert to Islam and doing the Shahida and all the prayers and everything like that. They have white, blonde, 5'10" women on adverts parading around in hijabs saying embrace tolerance. And now they had a German broadcaster, WDR2, facing protests after it broadcast a video in which a group of children were taught to sing about how their grandmas were environmental pigs driving non-electric vehicles and eating meat. This was about a two-minute video. The backlash was so huge that they had to delete it off the internet, which I don't think it should ever be deleted. It should be used as an example. But the kids sing, quote, my grandma drives in the chicken coop with her motorcycle. That's thousands of gallons of gas every month. My grandma is an old environmentalist pig. So they're literally indoctrinating these kids to hate their parents because they're, you know, not upon all the climate change hysteria, not conforming enough. And another part of the song the children sing, every day my grandma fries herself a pork chop. She does it because discount meat costs nearly nothing. My grandma is an old environmental pig. So God forbid your grandma, in a country which has increasingly abandoned the working class and old people, and indeed, lower middle class people, rural people, which is why in countries like Holland and Germany, now the farmers in their tractors will turn up and do mass protests and mass blockades in major cities. Those people are being abandoned, but God forbid they should spend what measly disposable income they have left on meat. That's bad. I mean, literally even as late as the late 1980s in China, beef was a delicacy that, you know, even the middle class families could probably have once a month. But God forbid some elderly German who's paid into the state, into the system her entire life, maybe even survived the horrible events of the 30s and 40s. God forbid she should spend some of her, what disposable income she has left on meat. That's bad for the planet. So we're going to indoctrinate these kids who look to be about, I don't know, 10 to 12 years old, literally to throw their own grandmothers under a bus for Gaia, for Greta Thunberg, for the planet. An almost immediate backlash prompted WDR2 to delete the online version of the clip. Again, that shouldn't have been the reaction. The reaction should have been to bombard the comments with what this actually represents. Before angry grandmas descended on WDR's office in Cologne to protest against the broadcaster. So then what made this even more ridiculous is that people started fanning the flames of hysteria once again and claiming that neo-Nazis were hijacking this legitimate anger. So then Antifa radicals literally turned up to protest a bunch of grandmas. And you can see actually in this clip, we're not playing the audio, of course, it's all in German, but if you go and watch it on this article at summit.news, The grandmas are getting heckled by Antifa. So that now Antifa's new enemy apparently is German grandmas who don't like being called pigs on television, who don't like their children being indoctrinated to hate them. That makes you a fascist. One of them said, one of the signs at the protest said, "We are grandmas, not Nazi pigs." While another sign said, "My grandma is an old environmental pig. WDR exploits children to slander the elderly. Shameful, stop causing division." Another one of the protesters said, "If one of my children were to allow one of their children to sing something like this, which would never be the case, the SHIT would really hit the fan. Without us grandmas, this country would have crapped out a long time ago." So you had a lot of angry grandmas and a lot of angry Antifa activists protesting the grandmas again, because this television station thought it was a good idea to indoctrinate kids into hating their own families because they're not eating, you know, impossible Whopper estrogen-filled soy burgers. Commentators warned the backlash is being exploited by right-wing extremists, prompting an Antifa presence. The whole controversy was later dubbed Grandmagate, so that's what's happening in Germany. Meanwhile, on the subject of the environment, we are now 2 days into 2020, and London and major European cities have not sunk into the sea. Absolutely incredible. Climate change experts have been proven wrong once again. Well, imagine my shock. According to experts, climate change will result in millions of deaths, major European cities being sunk in nuclear war, and global environmental riots. And they said all that would happen by 2020. They made the prediction back in 2004 and said it would happen by 2020, which is now, of course, in its second day. Now they're saying the Australian bushfires, that's due to climate change, even though it's not, due to a natural climatic phenomenon that emerges out of the Indian Ocean. But Bernie Sanders is on Twitter saying this is why we need the Green New Deal, because again, climate control policies are not about controlling the climate, they're about controlling you. And they've been proven wrong time and time again, going back to as far as 1968 with Paul Ehrlich, one of the original, you know, grandfathers of the big global warming hysteria climate change movement, writing in The Population Bomb that literally hundreds of millions of humans across the planet would starve to death by the 1980s. Didn't happen. Al Gore saying that the Arctic would have ice-free summers by 2013. Did not happen. In this article from The Guardian, February 22, 2004, they say climate change over the next 20 years could result in a global catastrophe costing millions of lives in wars and natural disasters. A secret report warns that European cities will be sunk beneath rising seas as Britain is plunged into a Siberian climate by 2020. Now, Siberia is pretty cold, but I guess, you know, the new doctrine is any extreme weather is global warming, is climate change. So suffice to say, we're in the second day of 2020. UK is not being plunged into a Siberian climate. They went on to say nuclear conflict, mega droughts, famine and widespread rioting will erupt across the world. Well, we've seen a lot of riots, but they're not rioting because of climate change. In fact, the irony is, in many European countries, they're rioting because of climate change policies passed by governments who are grabbing control after fanning the flames of hysteria about climate change. We saw in the Netherlands attempts to slash beef production by up to 50%. That's why they were out on the streets protesting. They weren't rioting. We saw similar things in France with the Macron's government attempting to hike gas taxes. That's why the French farmers were out on the streets. That was one of the main drivers behind the yellow vest protests. So they're not rioting because of global environmental catastrophes. They're rioting because of the legislation and control mechanisms passed by governments in response to the hysteria that they generated, hysteria predicted by experts that never came to pass. Don't go away.
In the year 2020, crazed leftists are literally crawling out of their political graves and attacking Americans that dare not submit to their bullying. 2020. 2020 is here. And despite all the globalist efforts, thanks to you, the listeners and viewers, InfoWars is still on the air in 2020. So remember, it's a great way to get healthy and get in shape and focus your mind with the products at InfoWarsLife.com and fund the InfoWars. War. It's a total 360 win. All you've got to do is take action. The only way we fail is if you don't take action. These are amazing products. InfoWarsLife.com is more essential than ever to get high-quality products to boost your mental and physical lifestyle clarity and so much more. And it funds the InfoWar. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com. End of the year 2020. 2020 and InfoWarsLife.com. Take action now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Summit.News Studios in the United Kingdom. You are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back, and I'm going to throw to this video now because, generally speaking, at this time of year, well, the time just gone, obviously, with the Christmas period now just about over, a lot of people always flash back and remember the Christmas truce, which, of course, is the story of how the German and British troops had a Christmas truce, had a coming together of a brotherhood despite the war that they were waging to stage a football match. on, I think it was Christmas Eve, back during World War One. There's another story which is quite similar, evokes some similar feelings to that, which came out of Poland, which I didn't know anything about this story, and I'm going to let the video speak for itself. This is a short documentary created by my friend Stefan Thompson. And the story is about the incredible story of Wojciech, the Polish bear that went to war. We're going to roll this video right now.
The Second World War was a time of great chaos, loss, and tragedy. This, however, is a heartwarming story set in those incredibly difficult days. It's the story of Wojtek, a Polish war hero who just happened to be a bear.
This remarkable story starts in Poland with the start of World War II, where Poles had it particularly rough. Poland was invaded on the 1st of September 1939 by Nazi Germany. Just 16 days later, the Soviets invaded from the east. The occupiers split the country according to the Ribbentrop-Molotov Pact. Both occupations were brutal. The Soviets deported some 800,000 Poles to camps in the depths of the USSR. However, in the spring of 1941, following the German invasion of the Soviet Union, the Soviets re-established relations with the Poles. Under the Sikorsky-Majski Agreement, the Russians agreed to release thousands of Polish prisoners of war and permit them to form an army. General Władysław Anders was tasked with the operation. He evacuated his newly formed army along with tens of thousands of civilians whom he rescued out of the Soviet prison camps to the freedom of British-controlled northern Persia. At a railroad station in Hamadan, the Polish soldiers encountered a young Kurdish boy with a bear cub. The cub's mother had been shot by hunters. The bear was barely alive, tired and hungry, much like the Poles who had survived Soviet gulags and had been marching for hundreds of kilometers. Taken with the cuddly bear pup, the soldiers exchanged him for some Persian coins, a portion of chocolate, a Swiss army knife, and a tin of beef, and nursed it back to health. They fed him milk from an old vodka bottle, and as the bear grew, they fed him fruit, marmalade, and honey. Quickly, the bear became an important member of the 22nd Artillery Supply Company. The endeared soldiers named the bear Wojtek, which means happy warrior. As Wojtek grew up among soldiers, he adopted soldierly habits. He learned how to salute and march on his hind legs. He was also taught to watch over trucks by sitting in the driver's cabin and would often accompany his comrades on guard duty. He developed a particular love for playboxing and wrestling. He adored challenging other soldiers to wrestling matches, even fighting four opponents at a time. He would hide his claws and enjoy rolling with them on the floor, slamming them and pretending to bite them. However, he would never ever do harm to anybody. He also picked up some less salubrious habits. He learned how to smoke cigarettes, though he usually ate them after a single puff, and he developed a great love for beer. Upon finishing a bottle, he would look through the opening of the bottle, looking to see where his favorite drink was gone.
And then he looked with one eye down to see if there was anything left. Then he looked with the other eye to see if there was anything left. And then he smashed the bottle.
Wojtek the Bear, the mascot of the 22nd Company, traveled with them tirelessly. From Iran to Iraq, then Syria, and on to Palestine and Egypt. From Egypt, the Polish Second Corps was tasked to travel to Europe to join the Allied Italian campaign. Since the transport of pet animals was strictly forbidden, the Poles improvised and officially drafted Wojtek into the Polish army. He was given the rank of private, a service number, and his very own paybook, though he was only ever paid in food. And thus, Private Wojtek was allowed to board the British ships. Wojtek was known to be particularly fond of the water. As the Polish troops traveled up the Italian Adriatic coast, upon spotting the sea, Wojtek leapt out of the truck and bounded towards a beach, terrifying the sunbathing girls. However, the Poles were not in Italy for a holiday, and Wojtek would soon swap the beach for a battlefield. The Italian campaign was one of the bloodiest campaigns of the war. The Allies had been stuck for several months, blocked by the German winter line, which guarded the way to Rome. In the Allies' way lay the historic hilltop abbey of Monte Cassino, inhabited now by German soldiers rather than monks. Wojtek, like his human counterparts, experienced and endured the horrors of war. In May of 1944, he came under shell fire for the very first time.
Upon seeing his fellow soldiers carrying crates of ammunition, Wojtek responded to the call of duty and joined in, standing on his hind legs and extending his arms to carry 100-pound crates of artillery shells. Alone, he lifted what normally required four men. On the 18th of May, the Poles succeeded where three other Allied units had failed. They captured the strategically vital mountain fortress of Monte Cassino.
We couldn't do it, and the Canadians and Americans couldn't do it. There were four different battles of Monte Cassino, and the fifth one went to the Poles. They won it in the most gallant way I've ever seen. Very, very brave men.
The exhausted soldiers triumphantly raised a Polish flag over the ruins of the monastery. For his courage and willingness to participate in the battle, Wojtek was promoted to the rank of corporal, and with the approval of the Polish High Command, the 22nd Artillery Supply Company's badge was changed to a bear carrying an artillery shell. The war was won not long after, but Poland was betrayed at the Yalta Conference, and Poland fell on the Soviet side of the Iron Curtain, and was now ruled by a brutal communist regime. Tens of thousands of Polish soldiers, and one soldier bear, ended up in exile. The 22nd Company, along with Wojtek, was transported to a settlement camp in Scotland, and in 1947, the troops were demobilized. It was time for the soldiers to say goodbye to their most unlikely of companions. The demobilized soldiers entrusted Wojtek to Edinburgh Zoo, hoping to take him to Poland once it was free. It was not to be, however, and Wojtek spent the rest of his days in a 10-square-meter enclosure, a very long way away from his natural habitat. In a sense, his fate mirrored that of tens of thousands of Polish soldiers, homeless heroes, scattered across the globe, unable to return to their occupied homeland, which was ruled with an iron fist by the communists. Wojtek's years in the zoo made him increasingly isolated and depressed, but the Polish soldiers did not forget their cherished companion. They would come to the zoo, often jumping into the enclosure to wrestle with him, and gifted him with cigarettes and beer. Wojtek also never forgot his comrades in arms. Whenever he heard Polish spoken at the zoo, the old soldier bear would stand on his hind legs and wave a paw as if in salute. Similarly to so many Poles who never saw their beloved homeland again, Wojtek died in 1963. In captivity, far away from his friends, his birthplace, and his natural habitat.
He was truly a Pole, in the sense he had lived amongst them, he was one of them. They couldn't separate the one from the other. And the only tragedy is that we never were able to get him back to Poland.
His adoptive homeland, the country he served and fought for in the Second World War.
And that is the story of Wojtek, the Polish bear that went to war.
They have an incredible story, Wojtek, the Polish bear that went to war. Not really just the fact, you know, of the bear, but the fact that it became a mascot of the camaraderie of the troops, and then the tragedy, of course, of the bear being stranded in a habitat a long way from its natural home, just as many Poles were after the war. That is a short film by Stefan Thompson. We're going to come back in the next segment. We're going to talk about what's happening in Sweden. We're going to talk about some positive news for a change, because there was a big Bank of America report that came out predicting the dominant trends for 2020, or for the 2020s, the entire decade. And they're not all negative. There is some hope, some element of a white pill in there, which will make you more positive about the 2020s going forward. Going to come back and talk about that. Also going to talk about London reaching its highest murder rate in a decade, the true reasons behind that. We'll be back in the final segment of the Alex Jones Show, 4th Hour, summit.news. Don't go.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the Summit.News headquarters, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
And we are back on the fourth hour of the show. Before we head back into some final news stories, I want to tell you how it's really important that you do support this network by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, we had the news a couple of days ago that Alex's appearance on Joe Rogan was the most popular podcast of the entirety of 2019. You know, they say deplatforming works, and that's right to a certain extent, but it didn't really work in Alex Jones's case. And one of the primary reasons behind that is because you did not relent in supporting us, in supporting the continued not only operation but expansion of this network. It's a massive outlay financially to do what we do, which is why it's so important that you continue to support us by getting the great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Because if that hadn't have happened, then nobody else would have survived what happened to Alex Jones in 2018 with the massive purge, the massive deplatforming, of which he was the number one primary victim. But the reason we managed to survive to this day over a year later is because you're getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, where we have the end of the year mega blowout sale, up to 75% off a bunch of key products, plus free shipping on top of that. We have the Super Blue fluoride free toothpaste, now available for just $7.47. Again, massively positive reviews. 3,635 reviews, almost all of them, you know, 4 or 5 stars. It's got an average review of 4.8. You're going to buy toothpaste anyway. You're hopefully going to buy fluoride-free toothpaste anyway, unless you want to lose IQ points. So why not buy it from us and support this network? We also have, of course, Turbo Force, the ultimate energy drink, energy and metabolism. This is powerful. Again, I've said it many times before, and it's 60% off, by the way. That is an absolutely huge discount. I think that's the biggest discount yet for Turbo Force, 60% off. Go careful with it, because it is extremely powerful. It will give you a massive boost of energy without the come down, but it's really powerful. So be sure to maybe start off with taking half a sachet, but it's available right now. Again, really good reviews, 4.8 average review score. That is Turbo Force. We also have Christmas lights are a lot like Epstein shirts, which again has proven popular. It's available for $22.45, along with a bunch of other products available at InfoWarsStore.com, including Brain Force Plus, the nootropic supplement, available right now. Some of these products discounted up to 75% off. That's probably one of, if not the biggest discount I've ever seen at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's especially crucial to support us as we're heading into a new year, as we're heading into an election year, by taking advantage of those massive discounts and stocking up on the great products at InfoWarsStore.com. National File reports 2019 London reaches highest murder rate in a decade. London experienced its highest number of murders in a decade, in part due to a rise in gang-related crime. There was another murder literally 10 minutes walk from where I'm sat right now in an area of London that, you know, it's not the most expensive area, but it's by no means the worst. Literally now it's like every 3 weeks someone gets murdered. Of course, no one cares. No one actually cares. We get all this virtue signaling about Black Lives Matter, and they'll even go to Heathrow Airport to protest against air pollution because they claim that's racist, so long as they can get the selfie for Instagram. Black people are killing other black people, mainly in droves. Nobody cares. Nobody gives a damn. There were 149 murders, a little fewer than one every 2 days, in the capital city last year, up from 135 in 2018. The number of murders increased by more than 50% in the previous decade, rising from 94 cases in 2014. 90 of the 149 murders were stabbings. In the one that happened here on Christmas Eve, they just literally walked up to the guy's house, rang the doorbell, and just shot him in the face in front of his family. Again, it was gang-related. It was a revenge attack. But the vast majority of middle-class white people living in these areas, most of whom will vote for left-wing parties who support mass immigration, one of the reasons why the violence has gotten worse in London in recent years is because the gangs that are already here are having to one up their level of violence to compete with the individuals coming in from the likes of the Congo and other countries in Africa, where they're more used to this violence being completely normalized. So then the British crime gangs have to up their game, so the cycle of violence only gets worse. But again, the left-wing middle-class people who live here do not care, because it's not their kids that are getting murdered. Oh, but they really care about black lives. Yeah, right. They did a study, by the way, Metropolitan Police. 73% of knife offenders were from black or ethnic minority backgrounds. Interesting, very interesting. But again, nobody cares about it because it's not their kids getting killed. If they actually started killing middle-class white art students, then maybe people would pretend to care. But as it is, nobody really gives a damn. Speaking of diversity, New York Times begins 2020 with feature story on how white people are bad for existing. Now, this is interesting because the New York Times circled on the University of Wisconsin for putting out a video that was meant to unite people, but because the video itself featured a lot of white people, not exclusively white people, just a lot of white people It was bad. It was terrible. And it prompted a reckoning over race. That's what the New York Times said. Because virtually everyone in it was white. And as we know, it's not okay to be white. Okay, Wisconsin is 85% white. This is the debate we have time and time again. This is the debate we have about representation in movies, representation in television, representation in employment. The UK, for example, according to the last census, is probably a bit less now, is 87% white. You look at the advertisements, the commercials, it's like 50, 60% black now. This is affirmative action on steroids, but the New York Times got really angry over this anti-racist video put out by the University of Wisconsin because the majority of the people in the video are white. Yeah, 85% of their population is white. And you can compare that, interestingly enough, which I did on Twitter, to an advertisement on Facebook from a company called Fortune. And it says, this global apparel company is promoting diversity and inclusion in both the fashion industry and society at large. And diversity, according to this advertisement, is no white people. There's probably like two or three in the back of the advertisement. So if you actually promote diversity, if you want to call it that, but most of the people in accordance with the population level is white, 85% in the case of the University of Wisconsin, that's bad, that's terrible, because being white is innately bad. If you promote diversity and there are no white people in the advertisement, that's good and that should be celebrated. What does that tell you? Meanwhile, breast ironing, bushmeat and witchcraft, some of London's cultural enrichment. Again, very, very positive development and doesn't go to prove that some cultures are better than others. Assimilation to British culture hasn't been easy in some respects. As a result, some cultural hangovers can be witnessed, sometimes in the form of what would be deemed weird to the Anglo-centric worldview. Well, how dare you declare that as weird? As we know, with moral relativism, all cultures are equal, no matter how barbaric. Female genital mutilation is possibly the most known culturally incompatible practice, rampant in minority and majority neighbourhoods. Of course, the thing we've had, was it one successful conviction of FGM mutilation in the UK? Ever? Ever? However, in other lesser-known, predominantly African cultural throwbacks are being reported in London, and other UK cities. One of them is called breast ironing. And again, according to leftists, all cultures are equal, moral relativism. The culture of breast ironing is as legitimate as any other culture from any other race of peoples. And this practice, breast ironing, which originated in West African countries, is used to divert male attention away from pubescent girls, which is similar to how they put five-year-old girls in hijabs because they don't want men sexually lusting after them. That, surely the problem should be with the men, not with covering up girls. But breast ironing is carried out by placing hot stones or iron onto a young girl's developing breast to flatten the breast tissue or delay its natural development. Sounds completely normal, right? Sounds like something we should embrace in the name of diversity. The practice can cause long-lasting physical and emotional damage. It goes on to talk about another cultural practice that has been imported into London and the UK in recent years, which is eating chimpanzee meat. Again, probably won't sit well with the eco-warriors, but this is a process where chimpanzee meat, at the cost of five times or greater than beef, is being brought into the UK and consumed. Again, goes right to the point. Some cultures are better than others. That's going to wrap it up for the show. Coming up next, War Room with Owen Schroyer. Breaking news, Infowars.com. Don't.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.